Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition, Buckmaster Live, noon to one each weekday, right here on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. It is Wednesday, the 18th of September, 2013. Hope you're having a good week, and perhaps you're already looking ahead to the weekend. Folks have a tendency to do that, don't they, on Wednesdays? We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anytime, anywhere, because our fine producer, the very talented Rosemary Brandt, takes care of posting the program, usually within an hour of its conclusion, to buckmastershow.com. It's also up at tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com. Plus, we have links very prominently displayed on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun, their websites gvnews.com, and blogforarizona.com also has a link to the Buckmaster Show. Coming up in the noon hour, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman and Vice Mayor Shirley Scott. Then we'll talk about holistic veterinary medicine in our monthly segment on companion animals, and we'll close out the show with an update on Pima County's very successful program that reclaims addicts' lives and saves the taxpayers' money. We'll find out how that program is doing now, 3 years into it. If you have a comment or question, Shirley Scott would be delighted to hear from you and entertain your question. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show by checking us out on Facebook. Easy to find. My name, Bill Buckmaster. It's also there under parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson, Councilwoman Shirley Scott. Shirley, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Isn't this glorious weather? It's a little cooler than usual.
A little bit, yeah. I could take it a little bit cooler. It's still too hot. Still too hot for mid to late September.
It's better.
Yeah. I know you've been having a very busy day. You're getting ready for a couple of events, and I wanted to kind of get those mentioned right at the top of the program rather than kind of putting them in right at the end. This event at the Clemens Regional Center, what is that about, Shirley?
Well, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Is this the 50-plus senior club?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one started the beginning of September, mm-hmm. and we are very pleased that for the very first time in Ward 4, there is organized senior activities at the Clemens Center. We are so thrilled. What happens is we have Pima Council on Aging is the overseer of these events, but then they have other folks such as the Catholic Social Services that provides a meal every single weekday for $2. And it's a very nutritious meal, and it's a good time for folks to get together. In addition, there are planned activities. They are going on field trips. They will have movies every single week. And each one has been published. We have, of course, people playing cards, playing bingo, other games. There is a stretching exercise. There are crafts being done. There are some room facilities for pool. You can swim in the pool, play foosball, football. You can play checker, chess. You can also play pickleball, which is a very fun game for those who enjoy it. There's a walking track, weight room, and you can learn about technology at the Clemens Center. This is the first time ever that the City of Tucson, or through Pima Council on Aging, has offered such a nice program for seniors in Ward 4. And I am thrilled that they have started this and that they will be ongoing for a long time.
And the Clemens Regional Center is located where?
8155 East Poinciana Drive. That's off of Pantano Road. It is situated between landmarks of Santa Rita High School and Pima College East.
You also have a Shred It event. Want to shred some things? Well, this is the time to do it.
Well, several council members have been holding these, and we have yet to have had them in Ward 4. We're going to do something in addition to a Shred It event. It will be on October the 19th. That's a Saturday, from 9 till noon at the Clemens Center. And we're asking that folks bring any important documents that they do not wish to have circulated anywhere else to come and have them shredded for free. We're asking for a voluntary money donation for the families of the 19 Yarnell firefighters, or bring a can of dog or cat food or blankets or dog or cat toys so we could donate those to the Humane Society. We are also, in addition to shredding important documents folks would like to have disappear, we're going to ask people if they would like to bring in their old computers, old telephones, microwaves, television sets, or vacuum cleaners. And we have someone here who will dispose of those properly.
All right. That's going to be on the 19th, noon, the 9 a.m. to noon, the shredded event at Ward 4 in the Clemens Center. Now, let me ask you, the pension initiative will not be on the ballot. Tucson voters will not be deciding the fate of the city's pension system after all. Arizona Court of Appeals overturned a lower court ruling and ordered an injunction be placed on an initiative intended to overhaul the city's pension and convert it to a 401-style plan. Okay, so folks will not be voting on this, but still the city has a big issue with the pension system, correct?
Well, there are, yes, there is for all cities and towns and also privately funded pension plans. But I can tell you that the city of Tucson took action in 2006, well before the rest of the country, in order to manage pension issues. And they've made changes to the pension plan with several different very significant changes. For example, they lowered the pension multiplier. They raised the minimum retirement age. They raised required service credits. They increased the years to calculate the average salary. They eliminated sick and vacation pay into the calculation. They modified employee contribution formulas. They changed the amortization period. They changed the asset smoothing period. And they changed the assumed rate of return on assets. All of that since 2006 has made a huge dent in the ability for the city of Tucson to continue to funding. As you know, most pension funds rely on those who are currently working to contribute so that those who are leaving their employment can have that stream to constantly fill the coffers of the pension budget itself. When you stop that revenue stream and change it, then the people who have left have little to fall back on, and that causes a problem for the employers. But this year, in 2014 also, the city will contribute $27 million to the Tucson retirement system, that's for regular employees, and about $46 million to the police and fire sworn personnel retirement system. So the city of Tucson took extraordinary measures long before others were alerted and started to take action. The city's way ahead of the curve on this, and that's a salute to the folks who are in the financial departments of our city. I really think they've done a crackerjack job, if you will. Don't forget that the city also eliminated 1,100 employees, and about many of the people who retired are looking for those who are still in the system to continue to contribute. And then right after the economic meltdown in 2008 and 2009, that's when things started to go really south. But the city was ahead of the game starting in 2006, taking very good measures.
Shirley Scott is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman and Vice Mayor. So are you saying the city's pension plan is secure?
It is in a much more stable position than others, relatively speaking. No one can say anything about whether every single financial piece of every puzzle is completely secure, but we're in excellent shape compared to others.
Okay, so rather than say city pension plan is secure, you would say it is stable. Is that
stable? Yes, I would say that because of actions already taken, we're in a much better position to continue to do this.
All right. We had a caller to the Buckmaster Show live line, a caller who did not want to go on the air. That's okay. We still will put your question on the air. And the question is for Shirley Scott, what's the minimum age to retire for city employees? Do you know what that is?
Well, it has to do with, it still continues to be that combination of years of service plus your age. So if you started at an early age and you put in X number of years and that number adds up between your age and the number of years to that magic number of 80, I think, that would determine when you retire. So there's no actual moment in time for each and every employee, but it's usually somewhere in the 60 some plus years of age.
When you hear so many of the naysayers in this town, the folks who like to dwell on the negative, to take the negative point of view, when you hear them say we're the sixth poorest city in the country and this city is, this is wrong with the city and this is wrong, what do you say to those people?
I would say they have yet to cast an eye to the positive side. There have been many, many organizations, publications that have recognized the city of Tucson as being stellar in many, many ways. And that's the thing that is so surprising. The people who were the naysayers about the streetcar said it never would happen, it's going to be a boondoggle and so forth. Well, excuse me, there's a train track in the ground, a streetcar track in the ground. There is a car that is being tested to go back and forth on it. And once that has been rectified with all the little bugs that need to be ironed out, that's going to be a going, Jesse, and that's going to make a tremendous change in the redevelopment and revitalization of downtown. And it connects to university. It is going to make sure that those who wish to live outside the exact radius of the university could live somewhere like downtown. And that means new housing, which has already been built, new parking that's already been built, is now available for any and all for folk who wish to live in the downtown area, and that will then again stimulate more economic development in the downtown area and have a brand new facelift, if you will, to that well-worn face that used to be there. So the naysayers have been proven wrong, and so to take a negative stance on those kinds of things in the end has proven, at least in this case, to be on the wrong side of that particular issue.
All right. Coming up on 12:17 on the Buckmaster Show, we are going to take a break right here, and we invite you to listen to the people who sponsor this particular program, and we are very happy that they do, and we ask that Shirley Scott stay with us through the break, and then we'll come back and have a few more questions for you. So let's pause right here on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights under the glowing glass of brilliant light. Starting Saturday, September 28th, a first-time-ever five-straight Saturday night premiere. An exciting family adventure with activities that promote more curiosity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admissions. Kids 12 and under, also free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this midweek edition as we push toward 12:22 on the Buckmaster Show. We have Shirley Scott with us, Tucson City Councilwoman and Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson. Shirley, we've had a couple more calls. People are still confused about this retirement age in the city. Can you kind of clarify that for us?
I sure will. When it has to do with your age when you start work at the city, then you add the number of years of service.
Okay.
And that total between your age and the number of years you've been there used to be 80, and I think it's now 85. So that's the age of retirement.
Oh, so like what if you started at 25?
So if you start at the age of 25 and your years of service, no matter what that is, whatever that is, you have to have at the end the number 85. So you would have to have worked for the city for a very long time.
Yeah. Okay. And there was also another question about city employees from top to bottom. Do they make a percentage contribution to their retirement?
Everyone does give a percentage of their income to their benefit package, which includes pension and medical, if they wish.
Okay. All right. Another question. Rio Nuevo, the board talking about a name change. What do you think? Should they just keep Rio Nuevo or try something new?
Rio Nuevo, that's a board that is separate from the rest of us. If they think a name change would be good, fine. You know, we as the city have no say directly about that, and we'll see if it makes a difference. If they feel it's important, I guess they'll move forward with that. But that's their own personal decision. You know, you asked me earlier about, you know, the naysayers who say things that are not good about Tucson. I have a list here of about 15 different publications that cited Tucson specifically for things like the best city for jobs, the most hospitable, most pet-friendly, best city to find a job, best transit system, best place to retire, best performing mid-sized city in a good spot in there. The best weekend getaway, the most affordable apartments, and the list goes on. I just wanted to say that there are nationally recognized organizations that look to Tucson and make these positive statements about what we are. It's unfortunate that word does not spread throughout the rest of the community, the way if you don't happen to read these particular articles from the Examiner, the Wall Street Journal, the Business Insider, the Atlantic, the U.S. News and World Report, Forbes magazine, all of those are the ones that have mentioned Tucson in a very positive way. Well, so I thought I'd reinforce that.
Yeah, well, there are some people who have the perception this is such a horrible place to live. I don't think it would matter if they did look at all of these publications that you cite, that there are some very good things about Tucson.
Right.
There is this perception that it's a horrible place.
So it makes you wonder why they would continue to stay. But you know, that's a choice, you know.
Listen, we have Daryl Cole, the City Transportation Director, on our show on Friday. And there's talk about putting some sidewalks in town.
Yes.
Is that what we're hearing or what?
There is some money that came from the federal government that can be used for multiple purposes, but it has to be for a community purpose. And the Transportation Department would like to use money for sidewalks in the so-called stressed areas. These are areas where folks have sidewalks that are in very bad condition, shape, and the city can come with using these federal dollars to repair those walkways if they're there, and maybe even be able to put in a few new ones. I don't know about that, but they're certainly only able to use them in certain designated areas where this kind of money may be spent. If you're in an affluent area and your sidewalk is not in good shape, you will probably not qualify for this money, but it does go into the stressed areas where this money maybe is allowed to be spent.
Are you noticing some improvements with this bond, $100 million bond, road bond package already?
Oh, yes, the RTA and the bond package that was passed, boy, that really has made a difference. Sure, there are a lot of streets that need help. I understand that. But there are so many good improvements on so many of the main streets that we travel on that have been made, and I think it's noticeable. There's still a lot of work to be done, but I think that there's a great deal of headway that's been made, and I think it's had a positive effect wherever they've made those improvements.
We still need to clean up some of these medians, though.
Well, if the rain would just not make the weeds grow so well. You know, I think we do a great job growing weeds. It's hard to stay ahead of that. I mean, you could have someone come back and contain the weeds and make the medians be improved. And then the next rain that comes, and here they come again. So it's an ongoing effort. I understand that. And they are doing their best to keep up.
Shirley Scott with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're quickly running out of time. We do want to note the council did vote to not go ahead with a Sun Van fare hike. However, the board, you and your council members, are going to revisit this issue in about 45 days to try to identify other ways to bring in any new revenue. Have any ideas, Shirley Scott, on some other ways?
Well, we were unaware that there was a pot of money sitting at the state level that could be tapped to offset costs for some of the folks who ride Vantran and Sun Van. And so there is the possibility that either the city or perhaps through a nonprofit or some mechanism to be able to tap into that fund and then offset the fees and fares that were recommended by a lot of the committees that looked at this and said that we don't know of any way else to solve this problem. It costs over $30 to go one way on a Sun Van trip. Okay, so that's a $60 round trip that it costs, but the people who ride that are paying as little as a dollar per trip or as little as $3 per trip. And it's very difficult to close that gap without some outside revenue help. And maybe this state revenue resource might be available to us. This was brought to our attention by Representative Ethan Orr, and he said we should look into that, and that's what staff is doing. So we held off making a decision about raising fares for the moment until we see if we are eligible and could find a mechanism, some way, to offset that cost.
All right. We'll try to get Ethan Orr on the program in the coming days to tell our listeners more about that. Shirley Scott, thank you for spending a half an hour with us during your lunch hour here. Thanks.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Shirley Scott with us on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up after we take the mid-break here on our midweek edition, we'll have our monthly companion animal segment, one of my favorite segments because I love animals, and I love to hear from the people at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. We're going to be talking about acupuncture and your companion animal. That's next.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stocks suddenly surged higher today after trading lower for most of the day. The Fed has announced that it is not going to cut back its economic stimulus program at this time. Wall Street pleased with that. The Fed will keep buying roughly $85 billion worth of bonds every month. Defense Secretary Hagel says there were a lot of red flags that may have been missed in the background of Aaron Alexis, who killed 12 people on Monday at the Washington Navy Yard. The driver of a double-decker bus is among six people killed after the bus collided with a passenger train today in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. All six of the dead were on the bus. Officials say 30 people were injured. The Dow is up 148 points at 15,677. The Nasdaq ahead 39. The S&P better by 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Once a month, we focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. This segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And joining us now on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Katie Bockstead, certified veterinary acupuncturist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Bockstead, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what integrative I know about, and I think our listeners know about integrative medicine in humans. What about integrative veterinary medicine? What is it?
Yeah, it's very similar to integrative medicine with humans. So integrative medicine in the veterinary world, we're combining Western medicine with other medical traditions. So we believe that there's not one best medicine for a certain disease. Every pet that we look at is unique, and we think they're unique in what they need as far as treatment. So with integrative veterinary medicine, I'm looking at everything in the body as related, and we treat the animal as a whole versus just looking at the part of the pet that has the problem. So in my practice, I'm using mostly acupuncture and herbs. I do a lot with diet, so I do food therapy, and also I teach owners how to do massages at home. So my goal is really just to let the animal's body heal itself.
Tell me a little bit about some of the issues companion animal issues, problems that might be useful in this path.
Yeah, so many of the things that we can treat with Western medicine, I can treat with integrative veterinary medicine. I treat a lot of pain, seizures, gastrointestinal problems, behavior problems. I treat a lot of chronic diseases like kidney disease and thyroid disease. This type of medicine is really wonderful as a preventative medicine, a preventative approach. Versus Western medicine, I often find we're treating problems after they occur. Any patient that has like an emergency or is critical, I would certainly use Western medicine to stabilize them. And then I would hope to do some acupuncture and herbs and other things to prevent recurrence of that problem.
What's the literature saying, Dr. Bockstead, about the evidence that there is, or that this works, this particular therapy?
Yeah, there's more and more studies being done as the Western world embraces this type of medicine. We have seen that acupuncture stimulates endorphins in the body, so those are the feel-good chemicals in the body. It stimulates blood flow and tissue repair. It's found to be effective for nausea, back pain, and even dental pain, among many other things. There's an association, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, and they're really active in raising money to fund more studies for our animal patients. Just one fairly recent study was on ear infections in dogs, and they compared dogs receiving just antibiotics versus dogs that were getting acupuncture with their antibiotics. And the ones that received the acupuncture improved quicker and had less secretion in their ears and less pain. So there is more evidence coming out there. Those of us that are in the field are really pushing for it because we want Western practitioners to see that it really does work, and it's a gentle type of medicine.
Well, many of us have tried acupuncture. I've tried it myself, actually, for migraine headaches, and people have had very good success with it. Does it really work, Dr. Bockstead, in animals?
Yeah, well, it does. In China, they've been using it for thousands of years in animals. Most of those back in the day were monetarily important animals, like the emperor's horses. But over time, it's evolved to being used in all different types of animals, dogs and cats and bunnies and even reptiles. So many acupuncturists think that Chinese medicine might work even better in animals than it does in people. It's really because we can control an animal's diet and we can make them take their herbs versus people don't always do what we want them to do. So we think it might actually work better in animals. And one of the really cool things is that there's little to no placebo effect. So these animals don't know that I'm trying to decrease their pain or help their gastrointestinal function. And it's really rewarding to see them get better and to actually enjoy their treatments while they are getting better.
The image I have, Dr. Bockstead, about putting needles in our friends, our little friends, our dogs and cats, right. And I wonder, will they tolerate that? And I wonder if they find the procedure painful.
Yeah, and that's a concern that most of my clients have, but they really do. Most of them learn to love it. Not all of them, but most of them do. I use really tiny needles, and at the first appointment, most of the pets are nervous just because they don't know what's going on and it's a new environment. So I make it a very relaxing place. I have dim lights and a sofa and a rug, and I use aromatherapy in the room. And the first appointment, I do a lot of calming acupuncture points. And then after a few appointments, they usually do walk right in the room and lay down because they know they're going to feel better. So they really do tolerate it, and most of them end up enjoying it.
Well, it sounds like the pet owner may find the atmosphere so conducive, they may want you to perform acupuncture.
I get asked that all the time, and the owners fall asleep with their dogs while their dogs are asleep in the appointments. It's really fun.
How do you know if your particular pet would benefit from integrative medicine?
I think a holistic look at health of our pets would be good for most of them, really. Integrative medicine really shines with chronic diseases. It's really nurturing in a way that Western medicine often isn't able to be. So I treat a lot of diseases that medications aren't fully taken care of, like, for example, pain from arthritis or side effects of cancer treatments like decreased appetite or decreased energy. I treat a lot of patients that have behavior problems like anxiety. I treat seizures and even heart disease. So it's almost anything that Western medicine can help, I can offer. I can offer some help as well.
And dogs and cats, do they respond in a different manner, Dr. Bockstead?
Not really. I find it really depends on the patient. So there's some kitties that do awesome, that, you know, love to get their acupuncture, and there's those more kind of nervous cats that are hard to get needles in, to be honest. And those cats I might lean more towards doing herbal medicine or food therapy.
What's your favorite part about practicing veterinary integrative medicine? And I know you do travel the world, actually, speaking on holistic veterinary medicine. So obviously this is an area that there's increasing interest in, correct?
There really is. I think in the human world, medical world, people are becoming more and more interested in alternative therapies or integrative medicine. And the veterinary medical world tends to follow the human medical world, I think. And so I do feel like I'm on the cusp of this wave of the promotion of integrative veterinary medicine. And it's really an exciting time to be a part of it. I think once people know more and more about what we can do, they'll be really excited about it as well. So I love promoting it. And my favorite part of my job is really my relationship with my clients and their pets. It's really rewarding I become a part of their life, really. So I love that.
You earned your doctorate of veterinary medicine from the University of Georgia, focusing on small animal medicine and surgery. What led you then, Dr. Bockstead, into this direction?
Yeah, so in my own life, I had numerous health problems as a young person, and I found that the only thing that was really helping me was a naturopathic approach to my health, and I was really reluctant to even try that. At that time, I was much more in the Western-minded thinking of evidence-based medicine, and none of that was helping me. So I was always on antibiotics and antihistamines and steroids, and none of that was really taking care of the root of the problem. So a friend actually encouraged me to try this naturopathic approach, and it changed my life. So it really opened my eyes and taught me that just because something isn't being taught in medical school doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't help. And if it's a gentle approach, why don't we try it? So it's something that I do a lot in my own life. And as a veterinarian, I felt a little bit awkward having my first choice be a drug or a surgery. I would rather it be something more gentle if that's possible. So that's kind of how I got into this field.
Dr. Katie Bockstedt is with us, certified veterinary acupuncture at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Typically, how many visits would be required when you would see some progress with the animals with the acupuncture?
Yeah, it really depends on the patient. For chronic issues, I usually recommend at least 4 visits, about 1 to 2 weeks apart. And then at that point, if we're getting good results, we'll start to taper it. So hopefully we can taper it at that point to monthly visits or even seasonal. I do go back to D.C., where I practiced for the past, 5 years. I go back there seasonally, and I see my patients that are at that point that can just be treated every, 3 or 4 months.
Wanted to ask you quickly in our remaining few seconds about food and diet with animals. That's part of the wholeness and the wellness of your companion animals.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that?
I think diet is one of the most important foundations for our health. I think getting a dog on the most or a cat on the most appropriate food for that animal is profound. I've seen incredible results by just that one little thing, like meeting with a patient one time and figuring out, wow, this pet really needs to be on a food that's really different from what they're on. And it can affect many, many parts of the patient. It can affect their behavior, their skin, their gastrointestinal function. I think diet is really the foundation for health. So that's a huge part of my practice.
Doctor, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It's
thank
very
you.
Interesting, fascinating field. Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Katie
you
Bockstedt.
So much.
Thanks a lot. Certified veterinary acupuncturist at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson Specialty Vets for Special Pets. They are located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at vscot.com. Remember, this award-winning facility is open 24/7. And it's recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscot.com. That's vscot.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:50 on this Wednesday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Be a great weekend this weekend to go over to Silver City, 9th Annual Gila River Festival, and that should be a lot of fun. Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler and a lot greener. They've had a lot of rain in the area, which has really greened up the Gila National Wilderness. Lots of nice places to stay, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon, Buckhorn RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel. For more information, visit Southwest New Mexico, that's spelled out, .org for the complete list of the great places to stay and visit in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Well, it's been nearly 3 years since Pima County launched its drug treatment alternative to prison program known as DTAP, which allows people charged with drug possession to enter into treatment followed by intensive probation. With us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Amelia Kramer. Amelia is Deputy Pima County Attorney and Melissa Rushoff, the current Program Director for DTAP. Melissa and Amelia, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
We'll begin with Amelia Kramer. Barbara LaWall, the Pima County attorney, Amelia, says this is an incredible cost benefit to the taxpayers. How so? Do you have some current numbers to back that up?
Well, I do. Barbara LaWall is absolutely correct, and she helped to initiate two cost-benefit studies on this subject, the most recent of which was concluded by Maimon Research just a few weeks ago, and it shows that for a successful participant to complete this drug treatment alternative to prison program costs less than $10,000. Now, if you compare that with what that same individual would cost to go through prison for approximately 2.5 years, that would be close to $40,000. So it not only is saving lives, but it's also saving money.
Melissa Rushoff, the program director for the program, DTAP, how do folks get involved? Who becomes eligible to get into the program?
Sure. Well, initially, it was only individuals charged with drug possession offenses. Barbara LaWall has expanded that somewhat to allow for some individuals who may have been charged with crimes outside of drug possession, as long as those crimes were motivated by a drug addiction. And then those same individuals would have to be not only addicted to drugs, but strongly motivated to change, motivated to get into rehabilitation, and motivated to get into this intensive probation where they would turn their life around.
Melissa, tell me how many people have taken part so far in the program.
Sure. Over the course of 3 years, there have been 80 participants that have accepted the DTAP plea and gone into the program. That's the maximum number that we have been allowed under the federal grant that we've been operating under since the fall of 2010. So we've reached our number of 80. We have many more individuals that seem qualified and are ready to enter into the program and are undergoing the screening process right now. But now it's a question of whether we can continue to sustain the program as long as we have the funding to do so.
Melissa and Amelia, both of you know that this program has won a lot of praise, including from Pima County Public Defender Lori Lefford. She has commended your boss, Barbara LaWall, for starting this approach. One of the things Lori had said in the Arizona Daily Star article that she felt, though, that this was just a small drop in the bucket, that few of the defendants, many more could benefit if they could get in. But you are limited, I guess. Is that what I was hearing you say, Melissa, by how many can get into the program because of the federal grant?
That's right. Currently, we are operating under a three-year federal grant funded by both BJA and SAMHSA. It will end at the end of this month, so actually within the next 2 weeks. We are anxiously awaiting to see whether we have been awarded another three-year grant, and then we are trying on a daily basis to see if the state, with the recognition of how much we are saving the Department of Corrections and the state through programs such as this, and specifically through this DTAP program that has served these 80 individuals, to see if they are able to pick up the cost so that we can continue to operate, save the state money, save lives, and reduce recidivism here in Pima County.
Amelia Kramer, I want to bring you into this, Deputy Pima County Attorney. It would be a shame if this program went away. I mean, it is getting so many, getting high marks, and people seem to be really getting a lot out of it. Is the community not only saving money, but are we safer in the long run by having these people go through this program, Amelia?
Well, I think we are, because what we've seen so far is a surprising rate of success. We've had anywhere from 70 to 75% at any given time of the participants in this program succeeding. And when we initiated the program, what Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall had been hoping for was a 40% success rate, which would be much higher than the success rate for folks going to prison. So we are reducing crime at the same time that we've been saving money and saving lives. Pima County has really stepped up to the plate, Pima County Administrator and the Board of Supervisors, by allowing the county agencies who are part of this program, the court, the probation department, the public defender, and the county attorney's office, to be funded to continue the program. The real question we have now is whether we'll either get federal funding or state funding to pay for the services that are needed for residential drug treatment, wraparound recovery support services, transitional housing, job training, and job placement.
Melissa Rushoff, current program director for this drug treatment alternative to prison program. I want to ask you about this. Not only helps these people to going through the program kind of turn their lives around, but it could also put a dent in our homelessness population as well. Is that correct, Melissa?
Absolutely. We are partnering with an organization here in Pima County, Primavera, and the resource manager for DTAP is employed by Primavera. She works with them as well as the probation department to make sure that before they can ever graduate from the program, that they have a sustainable job. So they are either looking at a career or a job that can be held for long term, and that they are independently living. And that can mean that they have started off in a halfway house, or they've gone back home if they have a stable living environment. But she's making sure, and we are all as a team, making sure that they are able to live on their own and work on their own before they graduate from the program. So every participant in DTAP has a team behind them, helping to make sure that they aren't homeless and helping to make sure that they have a place to live that is not only a safe place to live, but that is a sober and clean living environment.
And Melissa, are these people that have gotten into the program, are many of them had gone through the system many times, correct? Repeat offenders?
That's right. Yes.
And for various, a whole wide variety of different addictions, is that correct?
That's right. In fact, the only the parameters in order to get into the program show that they cannot have had a violent history or a history of any sex offenses. But you're absolutely correct that many of these individuals have served time in either jail or prison for drug possession or drug sales. And when I say sales, I don't mean the type of large-scale sales, but I mean the small hand-to-hand sales that are being used to and motivated by a drug addiction and to help support that drug addiction. but that's right. A lot of them have served, and we have several, actually, that have served more time in prison than they have outside of prison. Mm. And they've come and said, you know, I was so grateful for this program because it gave me a chance to actually see what life was like to be sober and living on the outside.
We're going to have to leave it right there. Melissa Rushoff, the program director for the Drug Treatment Alternative to Prison Program, the program in Pima County. Also, Amelia Kramer, Deputy Pima County Attorney. Amelia and Melissa, thank you for sharing this with our listeners about what I think is a terrific and very positive program here in Pima County. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Melissa and Amelia giving us the latest on the Drug Treatment Alternative to Prison Program, which is now nearly 3 years old. The Culligan Water, we want to thank them very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs, we thank Culligan for supplying a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water to all of our in-studio guests and all of the employees here at KVOI The Voice. Coming up this afternoon, the John C. Scott Show. John with us from 3 to 5, and then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. We'll be back with you at 12:04 for our Thursday edition of The Buckmaster Show. I hope you have a great afternoon and evening. Good night.
This is Michael Medved. We're not radical. We're just right. Stay tuned for more intelligent talk on AM 1030 KVOI Cortero Tucson. The Voice.